This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And growing up in America, you know, you get that perception that Muslim terrorists. And I seen a Muslim brother come into my cell. Now, this is where everything changed for me. I seen him praying. And when he started praying, it was one of the most beautiful things I've seen in my life.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah.
I believed in Jesus. I didn't feel like he was God.
If you say one evil thing or disrespectful thing about Jesus, you end up in hellfire.
Yeah, facts. Around the time when he showed me the first page of Al-Baqarah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
This is
Alhamdulillah. Nice to meet you.
Same to you, man.
This was not planned.
Mm-mm.
I just met you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And you ended up here at the Dean Center.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We're at the Dean Center and we're working away. Alhamdulillah, things are coming along. Now let me ask you a question. Are you ready to invest with Allah? Now, did you know that the one who spends in the path of Allah, that Allah will multiply his deeds up to 700 times and more? Well, the Masjid and Mega Dawah Center needs a new parking lot, and this is where you guys come in. Imagine the thousands of people that'll come through here in their cars, park in the parking lot to come and pray or to learn about Islam. And you'll be getting in on all the rewards, helping to make that happen. So what are you waiting for? Click the link below and donate right now.
Yeah, at our Masjid, Jesus Islamic Center. You know, that's what we call the Masjid, Jesus Islamic Center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, yeah. Man.
So it's nice to meet you. I was just getting a little bits of your story, and mm-hmm. I was intrigued, and I was like, wow, this is something more people can benefit from. That's you come from Atlantic, Georgia?
Yes.
And then take us from there. Grew up there, raised there, and now you're here in Tampa, huh?
Yeah. So basically, grew up in Atlanta on the south side, Clayton County. I was actually born here in Florida, though. I was born in St. Pete. I moved up there since I was three. My mom moved up there. So basically, Atlanta is really all I know. Kind of just when I moved up there, that's basically where all my family stayed down here, I say.
Yeah.
You know, so my family stayed down here. I got a couple of cousins up there, but nothing too crazy. So
is Atlanta rough compared to Tampa? Tampa's more chill. Is Atlanta,
Most definitely.
More rough?
Yeah. I feel like since I moved down here to Tampa, St. Pete,
yeah.
I've been down here like 6 months. I'm still fresh like water.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing thing because just like the people and the energy and the ummah, the community, it's beautiful down here. I love it.
Now, you weren't always Muslim.
No.
Take us a little bit back in time. Were you practicing any other religion, your parents? Usually people in America's Baptist, Christian. Were you a part of any church? Mm-hmm.
So it's an amazing journey. So back when I was younger, I'll say around 9, 10.
Yes.
My mom used to take us to the Kingdom Hall.
To the where?
To the Kingdom Hall.
Kingdom Hall.
Yeah, so she was actually a practicing Jehovah's Witness back when she stayed, back when we stayed down here in Florida when I was real young. And even when we moved up to Georgia, we used to kind of go up there when I was younger. But with that, after that, when I grew up and I started going to school, I was homeschooled back in elementary school. So back around like middle school, I started going to like... I started kind of doing my own thing and started kind of looking into it because around that time we wasn't really religious then.
Yes.
So I dove into Christianity, started kind of to see what that was, started going to churches. I still wasn't, I say, committed, But I say it was still interesting because I was always close to God. I always felt like I had that good relationship, you know. So after Christianity, it was kind of something like I kind of just let it go because I felt like it wasn't for me. It wasn't really calling me, you feel me? So around that time is when I actually kind of came to Islam.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was it that you weren't feeling it or it wasn't calling you when you say that? Because now many people struggle with Trinity, mm-hmm. God being a man, Jesus, peace be upon him, peace. Dying for your sins. Which one of these components or all of them were you struggling with? I just interviewed a 67-year-old brother.
Really?
Yeah, and he actually kind of, he came from a Baptist background. He went to the church, active in it growing up, and then he went away, you know, life started taking him in all sorts of directions. Then he came, tried to go back to the church, mm-hmm. and he was like, things didn't make sense. At his time, when he's growing up to 67, back in, what is it, 70s, 80s, long time ago, he's talking about how he goes into the church and he's saying, you know, Jesus, white guy, blonde hair, blue eyes. Now they have a lot of the churches, they replace some churches, I don't know if you've seen them, like an African-American Jesus, right?
Yeah, right.
Then he met someone who said, look, God doesn't have no color, mm-hmm. no nationality, right? And that made sense. That he's unseen. You don't see God, right? He's the creator of heavens and earth. You can't put him on a picture. He doesn't have a birthday. And it took him down to really looking into Islam. So you now were, you, but those were the things he was struggling with. Trinity also didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. God being a man. What were some of the things that you, when you were, that didn't fit, didn't make sense, that you didn't have answers to? Is there anything there?
Yeah, man. For certainly one thing that definitely didn't really resonate with me was the Bible. Like, I used to always try and read it, you know. It just, I didn't never really get, like, an understanding of, I couldn't really connect to it, you know? Yeah. Like, I always felt like it was a void.
Yeah.
So, like I said, after the Jehovah Witness chapter, I say when I started actually going into the church, it was kind of sort of like a situation where is... I was, okay, the people who I was around, it was like a teenage church, right?
Yes.
So it wasn't really like a Sunday thing. Back on the south side, it's off of, I can never forget the street. It's called Old Dixie. And the church there, we used to go on like, I think it was, when was it, man? I want to say it's been so long ago, maybe Tuesdays or Thursdays. But we used to go on like the afternoon, and we used to have like, the pastor used to talk. You feel me? Then we'll go in the back room. We'll talk and then everybody go out. No. Now I remember. We used to go like kind of towards like maybe 5-6. We used to go hoop and then we'll go in. So it was like a whole little function before we actually sat down and listened to the pastor. So around that time, I wasn't really actually there for the church. I was just the people who I was around. It was like a thing in our neighborhood, which now when I think back to it, is actually amazing how Allah put me in that situation to where it was like he was surrounding me and calling me to a certain extent, but it was almost like he was putting me, like allowing me to take my steps, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. Mm-hmm. So yeah, one of the main things is I can definitely say I never really could connect with the Bible.
Yeah,
if that was one of the main things.
Yeah, a lot of people, for the non-Muslim audience, I mean, we do believe there's some of the Word of God in there, but you also have the Word of the Prophets. There's some history in there. Then there's anonymous books. Authors, we just don't know who they are. And this is coming from Bible scholars ourselves. There's anonymous books. So you have a whole hodgepodge of things in there, and we never disrespect anybody's religion purposefully, but we point out these things, and most people see that. They mm-hmm. see many of the things that are going against human nature, right? That are in there, the disrespect of many of the prophets of God. I don't know if you know about that, you know, Lut and Lot mm-hmm. and David and many of the prophets. And Islam comes to clear their names and to make their mission known that it was calling people to worship only one and only one God. Mm-hmm. And this is what people resonates with so many people, that pure, absolute monotheism. In a book, the Quran, that's tamper-free, tamper-proof, unlike any other book that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So. Beautiful. So now, at what point did you get introduced to a Muslim, to Islam? Mm-hmm. How did that come up? So you go, things are not making sense over here. How do you get to the point, because there's so many misconceptions about Islam. Were you affected by any of those?
Yes, man. Growing up in America, you know, you get that perception that Muslim terrorists. You feel me? So growing up, I wouldn't say that I believe that they were terrorists, but of course, what the media portray is kind of what you have to go off of. So it was never something that I really showed interest in. But to answer your question, when I had, okay, so back in my time, back in my day, we was in the streets a lot, you know, gangs, violence, you know, the whole little situation. So around the time I came into the fold of Islam is when I was 19. Beforehand, I'll never forget, I was praying 2 weeks strong to God, because I honestly, I didn't even know about his name, his correct name, Allah at this time. So at this time, I'm praying to him 2 weeks strong for him to just bring me closer, you know. Like, I almost feel myself kind of like just getting drawn into the wrong thing, even though at this point in life, I'm feeling like it's natural. This is what we do. This is really all we know. So around that time, I ended up getting incarcerated for something slight, nothing too serious. I did like 5-6 months in the county, Clinton County. Around 3 months, I was 3 months into actually being in there, and I seen a Muslim brother come into my cell. Now, this is where everything changed for me. I seen him praying. And when he started praying, it was one of the most beautiful things I've seen in my life.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Guaranteed. So I seen him praying, and when he got done, I kind of started asking him about it. So when I asked him about it, he kind of started breaking it down to me exactly what Islam was. Now, let me remind you again that at this time, I didn't know about Islam. I just knew about Muslims. That's it.
And all you knew was what you said earlier, Islam, Muslim, terrorist. That's all you
know what I'm saying? Yeah. So at this point, I'm kind of ignorant to the actual deen.
Yeah.
So he kind of telling me about it. And as I'm listening, it's consistently catching my attention, catching my attention, catching my attention. And then he shows me the Quran. The first page of Al-Baqarah that I read, I instantly knew then that I was going to be Muslim.
That's the second chapter of the Quran.
Yes.
So you read through the whole translation of Surah Al-Baqarah, and you knew you were going to be...
Honestly, no, it didn't even take for me to read through the whole thing. Like, around the time he was explaining to me, because this is something that I was praying for. You feel me? Like, so at that time, it was kind of like I wanted to, I was almost looking for a sign, you know? So around the time when he showed me the first page of Al-Baqarah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
It was like, I knew then it didn't really take anything else because I was already close to God around these times. I used to pray. I used to, I felt like I always had a close relationship with him. But at this specific time, I wasn't practicing any religion. Yeah. I wasn't Christian. I was a Buddhist. I wasn't nothing. I was just going through the motions, but I had faith.
So this, you didn't even have to get through the whole chapter of the Quran. You realized something clicked then, because if you take it back, you mentioned when you were upon what your parents were, you know, you were your environment. It just wasn't clicking. It wasn't calling you.
No,
did you feel the call now?
Yes, I felt the call. I felt something in my spirit to where it was like I asked and I received. Yeah. Now, around this time with me coming into Islam, they remind you, like, I felt like I was close to God. So at this point, I believed in Jesus. I didn't feel like he was God particularly, but I believed that I believed in Jesus, as we do too as Muslims, you know. Yes. So, but it was still like almost embedded in me to believe that he was some form of the creator, you know? So
that was embedded in you from childhood.
Yes,
that embedded in me from childhood. That he was somehow connected to a part of God, like he's God, son
yeah.
of God. Right?
Yeah, so when I first came into the fold of Islam, I went through the whole situation to where I felt like I was double-crossing Jesus, or I felt like I was turning my back on what I was basically taught yes. from the times that from Jehovah's Witness into basically my teenage years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it was a beautiful situation, man. It was definitely interesting.
What would you say for those people who now mainstream Christians who say, like, you weren't even really a Christian, you were a Jehovah's mm-hmm. Witness? Like the Mormons, they're like, you know, we don't consider them Christians. So you didn't really experience Christianity.
Right, right.
Have you ever been told this? Had you?
Nah, I never really been told that, but I can second that, though. I feel like I never really dove into the actual religion and practice it as it should be, because even now, I love the Christians. That's yeah. something that even now I tell people, like, I love the Christians, I love the Muslims, I love the Jews. But the thing is, though, and I feel like this is what kind of made me also click into Islam, is that it's very... it's common sense, right? Mm-hmm. The deen is simple. Now, after I took my shahada, it was almost like everything that they were telling me, it was kind of like I was already practicing it. So it wasn't really hard for, it wasn't really a big test for it to resonate with me. So that's another reason why I felt like it was calling me, you know?
So this is a real important point that you mentioned, Jesus, peace be upon him. Many people don't know that when you accept Islam, submission to the creator, not the creation. That's what Islam is. It's actually in the Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done. That's submission right. to the creator of the heavens and earth. It's a part of our teachings. Now, it's a part of the teachings that we believe that Jesus was a mighty messenger. He was a prophet of God, mm-hmm. just like Moses and Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and the prophet Muhammad just being the last and final messenger. They came with the same message. So you're not disconnected totally from Jesus now.
Mm-hmm.
You believe in him, but you don't worship him.
Of course.
You worship the God that Jesus worshiped. We as Muslims do that, right?
Right.
So this is a great opening to talk to many of our Christian friends and neighbors and mm-hmm. others to kind of highlight this point, that we don't, like some people, you know, say some disgusting, or they don't accept him or say bad things about him. If
yeah.
you say one evil thing or disrespectful thing about Jesus, you end up in hellfire.
Yeah, facts. And that's what I also love about Islam, is that we respect all the prophets, you know. Another thing is that Islam is a religion of the prophets. We pray like the prophets. We do yeah. the work of the prophets. And that's something that also is very enticing to me, because it puts me in a sense of mind that it really showed me how humanity is supposed to be living. And it shows me how we are supposed to be moving as a species and as a creation of the Most High. So with everything coming into as pieces with the religion and with what I was already taught through Jehovah's Witness and Christianity, everything's fallen. It just falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And this is really important now. I like what you said, that we're following the way of all the prophets that God Almighty has sent to guide mm-hmm. humanity. And there's a verse in the Bible, and this is one of the verses that we would say, like, this is actually showing you that he's doing Islam, Jesus.
And right.
Matthew 26:39, it says, and he, Jesus, went a little further and he fell on his face and prayed to God.
Right.
If you watch Muslims, that's how we do. We fall on our face and we submit to the God that Jesus submitted to. Allah in Aramaic, Allah in Arabic, Allah, the creator, God Almighty.
Right, only one.
Only one, that's it. That's the main message, one God, that's it.
Yeah, man, I find that so beautiful that it is like that, you know? Like, there's only one God, and we're only supposed to worship him, not mm-hmm. even Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's something that also stood out to me, is that everything we do should be for the sincerity of Allah.
Yeah.
Whether it's da'wah, whether it's charity, sadaqah, whether it's calling people to the faith, mm-hmm. it's all supposed to be for Allah. And that's something that I really do love, because I felt like I was always close to him and sincere with him. Yeah. So something that really resonates.
Another thing Malcolm X said, that if people
right.
would embrace Islam, that this would end the race problem that we have in America.
Right. Right. Yes, yes, most definitely.
Me and you were praying just yesterday, just like Malcolm went to Mecca, and before when he was with the Nation, left the Nation, came to true Islam, and he was like, you know, writing letters. He was saying, I'm praying with the yellow, the white, the, you know, the poor, the king, everybody all together, like we were standing yesterday, shoulder mm-hmm. to shoulder, and we praying to one God.
Yeah, and that's something I also love about the Deen, is that I get to meet so many other different type of brothers and different type of cultures and different type of people, to where it is now I'm getting exposed to different types of the world. And that's the thing that really resonates with me too, because Islam is actually what made me want to go out and understand these different cultures and see these different backgrounds and travel more. You feel me? To places that I never even knew existed just because of the Deen. Yeah. And I find that so beautiful and amazing. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Before we conclude, I usually encourage people to read the Quran. I ask some of the reverts, converts who come to Islam, because there's people out there who are struggling in life. Mm-hmm. They're on the dope, on the drugs, or they have all the money. They're at the pub drinking, partying.
Right.
The soul is empty. They're trying to fill it with all of the prescriptions, and all that stuff is just, it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a beautiful prayer, and one we recite every day, the Surah Al-Fatiha, the
right.
opening chapter. And you're not Arab, I'm not Arab, but this is how the Quran has been preserved. Let them hear from someone who now accepted Islam, mm-hmm. the opening chapter of the Quran.
Yes.
And now we'll put the subtitles, and this is actually a prayer. You say, how can I get guided? He's going to go ahead and recite something that you can go ahead and say it in English directly to the Creator, and God willing, be guided.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Bismillah. So, like you said, the first chapter is called Al-Fatiha, and it goes like this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahir Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Soroto ladina and amta alayhim, gahrel magdubi alayhim, wala dolin, abin.
This is amazing. Now, this is my second interview of the day. Earlier, mm-hmm. I had a 67-year-old who memorized the entire Quran. You're sharing some of the Quran with us.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, look out for this incredible show coming out with our brother here, taking a journey from all sorts of things in the past to the Deen. Beautiful, man.
It's
really
beautiful.
Really amazing, man.
It really,
really, really amazing story. Thank you for sharing that with us.
I thank you, man.
Yes.
I thank you for having me.
Thank you. And get your free copy of the Quran at thedeenshow.com. And you have it here. Look at that. Beautiful. I mean, all praises to the Creator of the heavens and the earth.
Alhamdulillah.
The most gracious, the most merciful. Here's the key. You alone we worship. You alone we seek guidance from, help from. So asking the Creator alone, guide me, guide me, guide me. That's your homework right there. Not through Muhammad, not through Moses, not through Jesus, not through the money, not through a dead person in the ground, but the one who created this earth and everything in it. Seek guidance and see what happens from there. Give us a call, 1-800-662-ISLAM. If you have any other questions, we'll see you next time. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.